I'd like to welcome everybody here today. Today's date is June 10th. It is 6:30.
We already opened it in the last one, so you just...
We opened the public hearing in the last meeting, so we'll go to discuss amended budget for fiscal year of 2024-2025. Can you hear us, Gary? We can't hear you, though.
But I'll ask because I'm probably out of...
Okay, there you go.
We got you now.
That probably helps. So, Amanda, can you, or whoever's controlling it, can you share my screen? My request to share the screen. So this is the, can you see this one where my cursor is moving?
Yep.
Okay, great. So what the objective tonight we're doing, discussing, this is the current year budget. Before we were talking about that transfer to next year's budget, what we're doing is we're talking about finalizing the budget that we're in right now. That will end at the end of June, so you guys about 20 days to finish up this budget. What is required by the state of Utah is that we are not allowed to overspend our budgets by departments and by our utility fund. And so what I've done is I've gone back through and adjusted the budget, the current year's budget, so to basically reflect all the changes that have gone on throughout the whole year. So as we've done different things, said, okay, well, we'll get that fixed, we're going to spend this, that wasn't in the budget, but we did it anyway, and we've got to do this and that with it. So I've gone back through and just put the revenues to where they're supposed to be, where we, before, obviously, we were guessing. I mean, it's still a bit of a guess, but I have a lot better guess at what we're going to be at the end. And then also, increase the budgets over in the departments. Because what will happen is that during our audit, the audit will get done with all the numbers, and then what they're going to do is they're going to look at our budgets. And they're going to look at that budget and say, okay, are any of the departments over budget? And if so, they're going to write us up. And so what the attempt here is to properly reflect what we have done. So, and also move the funds over to those departments so that we're not over budget at year end. And that's really all there is to what's going on. There's a lot of numbers here that I had to go through and make adjustments. On revenues, you can see right here, we increased the revenues from $1,073,000 to $1,186,000. And a lot of that has to do with money coming in from different sources that we hadn't anticipated. Because if you go out and get a grant for the middle of the year, that wasn't part of the original budget, well, that's now I've got to get that in there and reflect all that kind of things. You can see here that the actual departments, so what I did is I would increase each of the departments a little bit, make sure that we'll be over to balance it. Not that the departments get that money and to go spend in the next 20 days, that's not what we're saying. So we're saying we're adjusting it. Make it look more reflective of what they did spend. And that's really what we've done. I've gone through, like I said, there's 10 pages of these numbers going back and forth. For each one of them, you can see here, you can go look at it. But what I recommend is at this point, all this is just reflecting what you've already voted on throughout the whole year that what you were going to do. Any questions on what this budget's all about, why we amend this budget?
Nope, I don't think anybody does.
Okay, great. Can we move on to the next one?
So we have to wait till, what are we doing?
So to discuss...
Oh,
2025,
yeah, we just
2026
amended, right?
General fund budget.
Yes, so we can move to the next one.
Yeah, because this is the one that all hashed out that night?
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure I get the right one. I'll just give them all, sorry, guys.
I need to know about that.
Because we did a lot of adjustments down there. So this is the end of the budget that we.
Yeah.
What happened, Amanda?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Is that the date?
Yep.
Okay. So what I did on this one is I went through and made all of the adjustments that we discussed that night. And then put it all together so that you can have a narrative of what's going on here. And changed a lot of the things that we had going on, which is a lot of different things that are not in here anymore. Like cars and things like that, they're all gone. So what we came down to is that we have a carryover for the BMC road funds.
243.
We're going to call the full-time employees.
243.
For 2% with a couple of merit increases for some employees. We're doing the transfer from utility funds over to the general fund that $4,100, like we discussed. And then the big expenses, most of this is operational expenses, and now it's kind of like, okay, what are we doing with our capital? It's operationally, you know, we're spending it on insurance, gas, payroll taxes, things like that. Now we're talking about, okay, these are the projects or bigger expenses, these are what we're doing. We've got still two scanners for the office so they can actually scan and send things. They do it right now off the back of the top here in the back of the room, but this makes a lot easier. And these things are pretty fast, I've got these kind of things looking at. The fire, we've got $6,000 for two turnouts, $6,000 for the county EMS assessment. So remember, that's new this year. I'm sure you've had discussion beyond what I've had with you guys about that. Someday I would like to have a conversation with them, but that's, because I work for a lot of EMS, and it's like, okay, why are you now coming in for the city? But that's all right, that's what they said. On the roads, this is, all these things right here are going to be paid by the Class C road fund. So these are the grants from UDOT, basically, what Class C road funds really are. And what's been going on in the last 2 years is normally we get six payments, one every 2 months. And in January, the last few January, they've given us an extra payment. There's a new program that they're running, I call it a bonus, but it's a program that they're running. Last year, we got, well, 2 years ago, when they first did it, we almost got three-quarters of a higher year's allotment at once, which was really great. But this year, they cut that basically in half. So that's not coming in as much, but what we've got here to pay for is a new snowplow truck for 70, a new plow for 15, a new sander for 15, and the rest of the money that we've got available to spend on curb gutter and sidewalks, basically, is this amount. This is the total amount we would have available from all the revenue we anticipate we'd carry over and to, after we spend this, it would be what's left. So that doesn't mean we have to spend $242,000, that's just what we have available. Then we noticed that we also want to do something with the shop. We want to put a new roof on the shop. And because it houses road equipment, if we're allowed to do that with the Class C road funds, and so we got $50,000 to do some roof repairs on that. The marks, we've got $2,000 for maintenance. And then we had $240,000 for eight pickleball courts that were basically basically to be funded by grants. Some of that money's already come in, but that's what we've got there. Basically, if all those grants don't come in, you don't get whatever the grants, I guess, we come up with. And then we also got $15,000 to do some asphalt maintenance. Now, cemetery maintenance, the roads can't be used for the Class C roads because it's not road. It's part of the cemetery, so we can't use that. So that will have to come from our own funds. So that's basically what we've cut that original budget down to balance it. This is all we're doing. There's not a lot of fluff in here, as you can see.
So Gary, can we go back to the EMS assessment for 6,000?
Yeah.
So it's actually 6,310.
Yeah, I probably rounded it.
So do we want to fix that now so that it can be adopted?
Well, I usually round these numbers. So just because
so it's under the amount that they're asking for, is
yeah,
what I'm saying.
You round it down though, Gary.
Yeah, so we can round it up and put it up to that.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll make that adjustment as part of the final.
Okay. All right.
Nope, I think we're all good.
Pretty straightforward, actually. There's not a lot. We don't have any fluff in here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you could find some fluff, it'd be nice.
It would be really nice if we could. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's fantastic to get rid of all parts and people can get the funding and all that.
Well, we kind of already got the funding. It will be done by June 30th.
The funding?
The pickleball
courts will be done by June 30th.
Of next year?
No, of this year.
Oh, wow, really? Okay. Well,
there's a private citizen that's helping finish that up.
Yeah, well,
we need to still leave it that, just, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little slow.
Yeah, we didn't think. We didn't think this was going to happen, but we can't pass it up.
No, we can't. Oh,
July 2nd.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So, okay, we'll leave it right here. Is there any other questions on it?
Anybody have any questions? Nope. We're good.
Okay. I guess there's no public to ask questions.
Just Seth. But he's not. He's. I think he's snoozing.
No. What?
I guess. Okay. Is that all, Gary?
That's all for me.
Okay.
So, we have to make a motion to.
Okay,
we'll move on to C, discuss the 2025-2026 certified tax rate.
Okay, so normally the county sends me an email with the current or updated tax rates. And this year they have had computer trouble that they're trying to get fixed, so we have not gotten that yet. Usually they have it to me by the 8th of the month. Of June. So what we're going to do is adopt last year's rates, and then if we have any, if we have any new growth or tax dollars, then we'll just amend it in our mid-year tax or mid-year budget amendment. So we're going to stay with last year's for now. So the estimated revenue from property tax is $57,881. And in order to collect that amount in revenues, the certified tax rate for Orangeville City will need to be 0.000894. This is according to figures reported by Emery County Auditor. Again, this is last year's rates. So when we get the new ones, we'll compare them. And if we need to increase them, then we will in a, we'll amend them in another meeting. That's about it. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Do we need to make a motion to adopt that?
No.
Okay, we will move on to public comments. Seeing none?
Nope, I still got nothing.
I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion, we close the public hearing.
We have a motion by Tracy, do we have a second?
Second.
Have a second by Carrie, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.